Blog Talk Radio.
Invite you all to come into the spirit of the Lord tonight and share with us here on PGN, Prophetic Grace Network. I am one of your hosts, Terrence.
And I'm Tanisha. It is It's July 1st, 2020, 7:05 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here. Taryn sounds like a robot, but
I'm trying to spruce it up a little bit.
We're excited to be. I don't know what you was doing. It's like you were like lagging, like you were on like a lag. You know, like kind of robots. Sometimes they'll be like on a lag. That's what it sounds.
I sit in front of a computer all day, so probably it's the metadata is.
You're glitching.
Yeah, I'm glitching. But again, we're grateful to be here, and it's an honor to serve, and an honor to be positioned during this time to know the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
To know the Lord. There is never a bad time. A bad time serving the Lord. So I just want to put that out there. As long as you are on the side of God, you're on the side of right. You're on the side of righteousness. You're on the side of everlasting.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the side of peace. You're on the side of joy. You're on the side of prosperity.
Yeah.
You're on the side of good health. You're on the side of sound-mindedness. You're on the side of friendliness.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the side of happiness, you know, when you make that choice. And that's all it is. It's a choice that we have to make.
Mm-hmm.
We have to choose God because it's nothing that we did, you know, or could do to make him love us any more, any less, because he first loved us. And so as believers, we love him back by living our lives in accordance to his will. And so I'm just grateful to know him, and to know him is to love him. To know him is to love him, to get intimate with him, to build that relationship and to establish your foundation so that you're able to stand and on a firm foundation that can't be broken. Nobody can break it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody, you know, because once we've been made free through the knowledge of Christ, and you are free.
Mm-hmm.
You are free indeed. It means you are free from bondage. You know, you're free from the cares of this world.
Yeah.
Even though we are in this world, we're not of it. And so it's like we can be in the midst of the storm and still have peace. We could be in something, but still don't have the cares that the world carries. You know, the things that the world care about, we don't. Because we're kingdom people, and we get instructions from heaven. And because our authority is not of this world, we have to follow that authority, and so we walk different. You know, and when people, some of y'all have already experienced it, you know, people look at you and be like, there's something different about you. You look different. you begin to sound different. You know, the differences will come.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he changes you, and it's an inward, outward change. That's the process.
Yeah.
The working begins on the inside. Everything begins inwardly first. Look at your birth, for example. Your birth, you weren't born outwardly first. You weren't just here and then go back into your mother's womb. No, that's what we call backward. But it starts inward first. You got all of your nurturing and everything was going on through that process to prepare you
mm-hmm.
to come into this world. And so it's like that when you are born again and born of the Spirit. You get in the Spirit, and the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, begins to nurture you and prepare you to come out into this world to be that light that's needed in darkness, to be that drawer. You know, we have drawing power when we allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us. You know, people begin to attach themselves to us. And we are able to reflect change in their lives because they see the change in you. And so I'm just grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grateful for all of us. You know, if you called in, you really need to be boasting in the Lord that you are on track. You are on track. You're on the right path. And what they say, wide is the way of the world, and that narrow is the path of God, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to know that you are walking the straight and narrow when you're seeking God. And a straight path is the smooth one. You may have some rocky areas in your life, but stay on your path because nothing comes to stay. The little sufferings that we go through, we all got a cross to bear. We all have a cross to bear. And so we have to get into the mindset of knowing that we got to bear a cross. And if we're going to walk with Christ and live this life like Christ, we're going to have to bear some crosses. So you're going to have opposition. You're going to have people come against you. You know, you're going to have what the world called disappointments. But when you're walking in the spirit, you call them opportunities. Because first of all, there is no failure in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And there is nothing hard for him. There is nothing hard for him because we are overcomers because he has overcome. So whatever you're dealing with right now, just know that you have already overcome it. You just have to go through it to witness what your faith is already out there knowing. You're putting your faith on the fact that you're an overcomer, right? And so you go through life and you go through these situations to line up with what you put your faith out there for. It's going to match your faith. And so you begin to continue to have your faith in God. More and more, your faith gets stronger with each test, with each battle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so just know that we're going to fight. It's a war in the spirit. It's a war in the spirit. Begin to pray in the spirit more if you're not. If you haven't received the gift of tongues, you know, receive it now in Jesus' name. Open up your mouth and receive the Holy Spirit right now in Jesus' name, because you got weapons, and the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. So we don't deal with the world situations the way the world would deal with them. We ain't fighting against flesh. We ain't fighting against black and white, red, brown, and yellow. You know, we're fighting against the injustices of the plans of the enemy with a just God who specializes in justice. And so we get justice by doing what the Lord tells us to do. Because we're going to be just us in the Lord. So that's a kingdom way of living, a kingdom way of walking, a kingdom way of talking, a kingdom way of thinking and being. Because in him we live, move, and have our being. In him. Not in this world, not in your job, not in your mama and daddy. You know, even though you might look like them, but you're not them. You belong to the Lord. First, they were just vessels used to get you here, but you belong to him. Come on, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, somebody. But again, we just thank you all for being here. I want to pray, and we're going to open up the lines. I see a few. Y'all, if you want prayer, just press 1 on your dial pad. Press 1 and that'll alert us on our end. And we're going to pray for you. Lord, we just thank you for another day, Heavenly Father. We just thank you for your peace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your joy. We thank you for understanding. We thank you for your wisdom. Lord, shower us with wisdom, Father God, to know how to move. Well, we call on the Holy Spirit to lead and to guide us into all truths, to all truths, to teach us all things that you want us to know with our lives, and how to maneuver and be effective in the lives of our brothers and sisters. Well, we just thank you for being willing vessels that want to serve you, that want to be pleasing in your sight. I want to be pleasing in your sight. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for this network. Thank you for what you're doing here in PGN. The molding and the shaping that's been going on here. Lord, we thank you for our spiritual father, Randy, spiritual mother, Julie. Father God, continue to bless them and give them wisdom to guide and to oversee. In Jesus' name. To every caller that's connected tonight, that's on the line, those that are listening from the internet, Lord, we just thank you for giving the answer to their questions. Calming that anxiousness in them, giving them that peace that they need that will surpass all understanding. Teaching us, training us on how we should be kingdom citizens. Lord, we just thank you and we love you, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And prayer put you to sleep, dude.
I fell out the window.
Man, you act like I was Paul right there. Man, let me pick you up. Let me help you up, girl. But we're grateful. We're just so grateful to be here and to be a part of what's going on. We're about to witness a great move of God in our lifetime. Like, really witness it. Because what is going on, God is using to check hearts, to expose hearts, and to check your belief levels. What are you really believing? It's time to choose.
Right.
It's time to choose. Actually, today's verse of the day, I'm going to read from the Passion Translation. It's John 7:38. He says to believe in me, so that rivers of living water will burst out from within you, flowing from your innermost being, just like the scripture says. You know, a lot of us are familiar with the King James. I have to read that one as well. I said, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. You know, our belief has to be in the Lord. We have to believe in the Lord. Believe in the Lord. And all belief is accepting it as true. For you to believe something, you believe that it's true. You believe that it's true. And you feel it. And you know it without any doubt that is so, to believe. And that's what the Lord wants from us, to believe in him. He said, if we believe in him, we shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Come on. We ain't witnessed Jesus walking the earth, but we heard. We ain't witnessed the miracles that he did during that time. But we heard. And so through our hearing, you know, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so as we continue to hear the word of God, we're building our faith to believe it. And we make a decision to believe. And so tonight, we're going in a time where your belief is going to be checked. Your belief is going to be challenged. And so we have to, again, line up everything and filter it through the Word of God. What does the Word say about this? And what is the Word? Because we'll draw an opinion about something in a minute, or our own ideas that seem as right to us. But make sure that it lines up with Scripture. Make sure that it lines up with Scripture, because you want to be in right standings with the Father. You don't want to perish in that area of your life because you neglected to take it to God and allow the Holy Spirit to show you in Scripture what the truth is. And sometimes, you know, we don't like to hear the truth. You know, sometimes the truth hurts. You know, you could really be crazy about somebody and love their dirty drawers. But then they could be that one person that betray you, and you don't want to believe that. And you still try to nurture something that's not meant for you. Mm-hmm. And so you begin to perish in that area of your life. And that thing will ride you. It will ride you until you accept the truth. And just do what the Lord is giving you wisdom on how to handle that situation. So take it to God. Take everything to God and pray. Take everything. You've heard us say many a times, you know, take what you need to eat. You know, it's a lot of things on the internet, books and everything about ways that you should do this for your body and that. But take it to God and say, Lord, okay, I see all of these resources. But since you are the source, I'm going to come to you, because we got access. Jesus made that possible for us, brothers and sisters, friends. Jesus made that possible for us to go to him. And so we can ask God, Lord, you made this body. How do you want me to treat this body? What do you want me to eat? I'm having a problem with it's diabetes, all right? I believe that I'm healed because I know that my healing exists, but I want to activate it from my end. Show me what it is I need to do to line up to what you have already done. The Lord will teach you. He'll speak to you. And he's going to speak to you in the way that he knows is going to get your attention. How he gets Tanisha's attention, that's how he gets Tanisha's attention. How he talks to her is different than how he talks to me. That's what makes it personal. That's what makes it intimate. That's why I say I know the Lord. I know him because we've had intimate moments. He's done things for me. And everything that he does for you sometimes ain't meant for you to go tell nobody.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just have to trust it. We have to trust it. So go to God in prayer with everything. Go to God in prayer with everything. And be patient. Be patient. Be patient with yourself. And actually sit back and wait on the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. You know, meditate. Get quiet. Shut up sometimes. Tell your mind to be quiet. Because, of course, Satan, anytime you're trying to open up that channel with the Lord, Satan getting loud. You know, you've been doing this for the year. You know, ain't nothing out there going to work for you. This is just how it is. You know, that's what he wants you to line your will up to. But you line your will up to the Lord. And you become a real life testimony to what God can do when you do. Because he's done it. But we got to do our part. Amen. So, we're going to go down this here list and go on and get it in. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, that's it. First caller, 919-649. Who are we speaking with?
Cheryl from North Carolina.
Hey, Cheryl.
Hey, Cheryl. How are you?
Hi. Doing okay?
Every time I see this other 919 number, I be getting yours confused. Okay. Yeah, you 649. I don't know where my notepad is. Well, let's pray, Cheryl. It's good to hear you tonight. Always is. Let me turn this up over here. All right. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for Cheryl. Lord, we just thank you for the gall. He said G-A-U-L.
G-A-L.
A-L.
G-A-L-L.
A-L-L.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want gallbladder.
Like how, like almost like the nerve, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The gall. That was the word that came in. It's sometimes confused with gall. G-A-U-L.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's what this said. But it's a bold and impudent behavior. Bold and impudent behavior. The gall. That's the word that came to me when I began to pray for you, and I truly believe that's where God is taking you during this season, where you're going to have that gall that you need to take on Satan, to like put things like in their place. You know, that's how he's going to be responding. Like, you got the gall to challenge me. And you're going to be like, yeah, because I'm my father's child. And because I'm my father's child, I have the right. I have the authority
mm-hmm.
over you. I have been given the authority through the blood of Jesus to cast you out. Because, like, I don't know if you've already been experiencing this, but get ready to experience it more of even, you may walk into a quiet room with people or a room with people, but you're hearing, you're seeing people mouths moving, but you're not hearing what's coming out of their mouth. Like, you're going to be hearing what's going on internally. Like, those spirits are going to be talking. Like, you're going to hear them and actually see them on the people. And in the spirit, is you're going to have these conversations with them particular spirits. That's like that type of authority that I'm seeing that you're going to be walking in. Some real, like, demon-slaying authority.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, demon-slaying, like, that you can walk in a room and all of a sudden you're going to hear, "He's here," you know, like in unison, like, and it's gonna be like, "There she is, there, right there." No, leave us alone, da, da, da. And you're gonna be casting them out, like out of rooms, like company meetings, even in churches, family functions. And people's lives are going to be changed through that. Either they are going to leave physically, or those spirits are going to leave, and the person's life is going to change. Like, you're going to witness like an instant change, like in their countenance, even in how they're looking and acting in different things. That's what I'm seeing. I ain't never seen that before. But you're gonna have that gall in the spirit that's needed, like a for real extra taste of boldness It's like you're being elevated in that area. So, and I sense the Lord is requesting a fast from you too. It's a fasting season for you. I don't know how long, but a fast, and you're going to get more answers, more instructions. And it's needed for this type of hookup that the Lord is preparing you for.
Mm-hmm. Amen. What I'm saying is the Lord is going to teach you how to steal things. Not steal, like S-T-E-A-L, but steal, S-T-I-L-L, like to make steal, things that are constantly moving, how to make them steal. Like how he was able to steal the storm and steal waters.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we're in situations or we're dealing with people, and it seems like it's like a constant movement. Excuse me, but I see the Lord teaching you how to make things still, how to tell things, peace be still.
Yeah.
And I also see the Lord showing you how to separate people from their demons. Because sometimes it's easy to, you know, because when we identify people, we identify them based on their body, you know, their face, or, you know, that's how we identify people. And so whatever is housed in that person, we don't necessarily identify that. We just see the person, you know, the person working and the person speaking and the person doing. And so everything associated with that person's body or speech, we identify it with that person. But I see the Lord showing you and teaching you how to separate the person from the demon, so that you're not identifying the person as the demon, so that you can be able to cast out the demon and be able to pray and really war in the spirit. Because sometimes it's hard, especially when a person comes against you and a person is doing very evil things. It's hard not to just say that person itself is evil, when really it's the demon that's influenced. Or sometimes it's a whole legion of demons. Sometimes it's a group effort. But sometimes it's hard not to identify the actions with the person, because the person, of course, is doing it, but you got to kind of see who's behind the driver's seat, so that you can have that that necessary compassion. Terrence and I called in to the show, I think it was last night, yeah, and that was something that Randy had prayed over us about, the being able to see the precious souls, basically, and being able to identify souls and see souls despite the people, despite what they do, despite the actions, despite everything, and knowing that person had a soul, that they possessed a soul.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm seeing even with you, that God is going to show you how to separate the two or the eight, you know, however many demons a person's dealing with, so that you can really pray and really, when you see it, it'll put a fire in you, because you really want to cast those demons out, because you'll be able to separate the person.
Mm-hmm.
Separate, like almost separating the bone from the marrow. Like it's a separate thing. Now you see it separate and you're like, no, this doesn't belong here. Let me cast that out. And God's going to also teach you that sometimes even when you are casting out and you identify, some people are friends with their demons. Some people won't let go of the demons. Some people allow them access and open the door and the windows and say, come on in, throw out the red carpet. And so it's not that what you're doing is ineffective. It's just that the person has given free rein or access. So so God's going to teach you that, so that you don't feel like things that you're doing are ineffective, and teaching you how to prepare the ground and prepare people. Because a lot of times people, especially when people are, you know, infested with demons, they don't want to admit it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a pride and arrogance that comes along where they don't want to say that they're infested with demons. And so even when you try to talk to them and say that's demonic, or there's some demonic activity going on, or you're under a demonic influence, or there's a demonic spirit at work, they don't want to admit it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you could cast it out, And if this person is not willing to admit it and they're allowing themselves to still be open and not be filled with the Holy Spirit, the demon's going to come back with friends. And so God's going to teach you how to even prepare people.
Hey, Cheryl, can you hear us now?
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Yes, I can now. I don't know what happened. I just couldn't hear anything.
Me either.
I think our speaker went out.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
I thought it was my phone.
No. So you didn't. You didn't hear much. At what point did it go out? What did you hear?
When Tanisha was explaining about people being friends with the demons, with their demons.
Okay. So yeah, so God's going to teach you that sometimes that when you notice demonic activity, and you pray against it, sometimes the reason why it's not working per se, it's not that it's not working. But the word is that person has allowed the demon access. And so God's going to teach you how to not be discouraged by that and for you to still have that boldness. And he's going to teach you how to prepare people so that they can acknowledge what's going on so that they can be totally set free. Because if a person is not even willing to admit that there's some demonic stuff going on and then if you cast out the demon, it will come back. You know, it'll come back with a vengeance. It'll come back with friends. So it's going to teach you what to say, how to prepare people so that they can get their deliverance. Because God wants us all to be set free. And some people don't even know what's going on. They just think that it's just how they are or their personality, and they don't even know that it's something demonic going on.
Yeah.
They're literally clueless. Like, and you'll be able to see it so clear, like, where you'd be like, are you kidding me? Like, it's so clear to you, but to them, they really genuinely don't even see it. But because God is going to give you eyes to separate them from the demons, you're going to see it super clear. You're going to know it, and God is going to teach you how to make them understand it too, so that they can see it and stop just accounting it to their personality type, or that's just the way they are, or that's just the break and all that. No, it's purely demonic. And so we just thank God for your life. We thank you, Lord, that you're teaching her how to be able to identify demonic activity, having the boldness to call it out. We thank you, Lord, for giving her the words to the people who are affected and infected so that they can come into the realization of what's really going on so that they can come out of the lies, so that every work of the enemy, the lies will be exposed, and so that they can get their deliverance and keep their deliverance so that they can come into the realization of who you are and be filled with the Holy Spirit so that there's not a void for the demons to come back and that they can acknowledge even that demonic activity is real. So Lord, we just thank you for that, teaching her how to steal things, to make things steal, chaotic things, things that are moving, constantly going, how to steal demonic things, with just things at work, just quieting them. Give her that Holy Spirit boldness. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. I'm like this over, this in the woo-woo over here about that. Wow. I know I had a dream not long ago that I was at a church service, and I had put my hands on a man's stomach, and he coughed out a charm.
Mm-hmm.
There was another pastor or I don't know exactly if it was a pastor or who it was, but she said it was a charm. And I laid hands on him, and he coughed it out. I seen that in a vision. Well, I was dreaming, but it was more like a visual, like more of a vision dream. And so
wow.
I prayed and asked God about that. I said, Lord, you trying to tell me that I'm going to be laying hands on people? And I thought about the demon casting out. I've been thinking about that, but I was kind of not sure if that was kind of what that meant. So I guess it's what it is.
Right.
Yep. Wow.
That's rich. That is rich. That is rich.
Got a whole lot of fasting and praying, dude.
Yeah. I mean, big time, because that's what I got. Like, you need to go head on and start your fast.
Mm-hmm. Continuously, like you said.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
It's definitely what the Lord is wanting for you, so you can get those instructions.
Mm-hmm.
You need those instructions so that you can hear and do what's necessary. Because when you moving in the spirit like that, it's a different level. It's a different level. It's a different type of authority that comes with it, a sharpness that you have to have. You're going to understand like the weight that it carries.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's a heavy weight. That's a
yes,
big
it is. There's a lot of people don't want to do it. A lot of people don't want to do that. They're scared.
Oh,
they're scared a demon going to go in them.
Right.
You know, demon might jump in them.
You start talking about demonic warfare and casting out demons, you'll see people go running the other way. People will put a finger in the air and walk off. They do not want to talk about it. They want to act like it doesn't exist. And that's why God is going to give you the words so that people will accept what you say. Because a lot of people, they don't want to acknowledge that. People don't want to believe that they're being influenced by demons, you know, or that they're even, you know, possessed. Because sometimes, you know, people, it's an influence, because believers can be influenced. We can't be possessed because we have the Holy Spirit within us. But a lot of believers, they don't want to hear that they're being influenced by demons.
Yeah.
Or a person who's not a believer doesn't want to believe that, you know, especially if they're believing that they're a, quote, good person.
Right.
They don't want to believe that whatever this false belief system that they've subscribed to is purely demonic and it's from the pit of hell. They don't want to believe that. And so God is going to give you the words so that they can accept it, and where you be bold enough to say, you know, that's witchcraft or that's demonic. You know, I remember having a conversation with a lady one time, and she was telling me how she did things to get her husband to do stuff. And the Lord gave me a boldness, and I told her that's witchcraft. And she just liked the look on her face. And, you know, and I was a very new in my walk, and the Lord really used me to tell her and teach her about why she was doing was purely witchcraft. It was like manipulation. She was doing some very manipulative things, but thinking it was okay because it was within the realm of marriage. And the Lord used me to teach her and to tell her, no, that, and I was bold about it. I'm like, that's witchcraft. Mm-hmm. And you're opening a door, you know, you're allowing the enemy to come into your marriage because you are practicing witchcraft. But that's how the boldness that you're going to have, where you're going to just call it out. When people say, oh, this family's fighting or this, that, and the other, and you're going to say, that's demonic.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a clash of personalities. That's purely demonic. That's from the pit of hell. And this needs to be addressed, and this needs to be fasted over or prayed for or whatever, hands laid on, whatever the Lord directs you to, where you're going to say, this family is going to be bickering until the end of time because they're fighting flesh for flesh, when this is a whole demon at work causing division. Like, whatever the case may be, you're going to be able to see it so clear where you're going to say, no, this isn't, this person got an attitude and this person is a bad communicator. This is purely demonic, you know, and call things out, because we're living in a time where, you know, things that are demonic are being accepted by society in this world. So people can't even identify it anymore because it's societal norm. But as believers, we have to say, I don't care what's being accepted. That's demonic. That's not of God. You know, that's going to cause issues. That's going to cause division. That's going to cause bondage. That's going to cause strongholds, because people want to be set free. But people, when society accepts things, people feel like it's acceptable, period. And society accepting things and God accepting things, those are two totally separate things. And so they don't understand why if they're functioning and acting within what's acceptable, why they're not getting breakthroughs. But you'll have to tell them the reason why, because society is accepting something that's not of God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's opening doors to, you know, demonic activity and opening doors. You know, the devil is like, look, he's looking for an opening, and society is saying, yeah, it's okay, open the door, it's all right, you know, to do a little bit of this. No, it's either for God or not. There's no gray. It's either God's for it or he's not for it. There's no in between. And so there's going to be a boldness that's really going to, like Terrence said it, the gall, where people are going to say the gall for, you know, where you're going to say, yeah, that's not of God.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could keep doing it if you want to, but you're not going to get the result that you want, because it's just flat out not of God. And so people can either accept it or not, but your words are going to come to pass, because if they keep indulging in the certain activities or mindsets or whatever, they're going to see that they're never going to get a victory. And so God gives everybody opportunity. So some people are praying for things, or they don't know what's going on, and then God supplies an answer and it's not what they want to hear. But just because it's not what they want to hear doesn't mean God hasn't provided the answer. And so if they get tired enough, they'll say, okay, maybe what Cheryl was saying was right. Maybe this is some demon mess, because I've tried everything and I don't know what else to call it, you know. So just be prepared. I really believe when you go on this next path that God directs you on, that he's really going to give you a lot of instruction on how to operate in this thing. And again, and to make it where people will accept it, because that is something, you know, I started talking to other believers about demonic warfare. And man, I'm telling you, that conversation changed quick. They don't want to hear it.
I've been through a lot of warfare against myself. I guess that's why God's going to use me in that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Well, as long as I'm called to it, that's all that matters. You know, I wouldn't want to be operating something that I'm not called to.
Right, right.
You know, that'll be just doomed to be failed, me to fail if I try to do something I'm not called to do.
Right. That's true. I could drive a car, but I can't drive an 18-wheeler truck. I don't have the license for it. So I stick to what I'm called to do, and that's what some people try to do. They try to say, oh, that's about the same, and then they get in there and they crash it, you know. So you're equipped for it. You're called to do it, and you'll have success because God is with you. That's what matters.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's good stuff. Yeah. What you want to pray for individually?
I'm going to have a prayer request for my daughter to get her license. The driving part.
Oh, that's funny. We just said driver's license, and she needs a license. Okay, let's pray for her. What's her name?
Vanilla.
Vanilla?
Danielia. Uh-huh.
With the D? Danielia? I can hear something. Can you hear me, Cheryl?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Is Danielia with the D?
Yes.
Okay. Let's pray for her. You just want to pray for her to get her driver's license?
Yes. She wanted me to ask for prayer for her to be able to pass the driving test.
Okay.
I mean, just the driving part, not the written part.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I remember those days. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now for Danielia, Father God. We thank you for helping her to pass the driving test, Father God. Give her the wisdom that she needs so that she can do things safely, so that the instructor can see that she is equipped. Help her to not be nervous because sometimes we're nervous and we get a little shaky. We do things a little wrong because we're trying to be overly cautious. So give her peace. Help her to be relaxed, Father God. And just help her to do what she needs to do so that she can pass the test. And Lord, just help her to be a very safe driver when you grant her the license, where she's not on her phone or texting and doing any of that kind of stuff. Help her to be very safe and responsible and understand the responsibility that comes along with driving, Lord. And just direct her to whatever she needs to know that maybe she doesn't know right now. So, you know, maybe she'll be out there driving and something that she didn't even know. Give her supernatural wisdom and know what to do, making sure she's putting her signals on and checking her rearview mirrors and whatever is necessary so that she can pass this milestone. We thank you for the victory for her and that she's going to rely on you for everything that she wants to do in life, that this is just the beginning, that you let her know that you're concerned about whatever she's concerned about so that she can bring it all to you. To say, okay, I want to pass my driving test. Okay, I want to get this job. Okay, I want to go to this school. I'm considering marrying this person. Okay, I want to have kids. Whatever in her life that she's contemplating or wants to do, help her to always come to you for the help that she needs. Help her to go to you before she goes to any human.
Yeah.
Let that all be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank y'all so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling, okay. Cheryl.
You're welcome. Y'all have a blessed night.
Thank you. You too.
Okay.
Night. Let's see. We got 35 minutes, and we got several people with their hands up. Okay. Don't do that. Oh, whoops. 305-200.
Hey, Terrence and Tanisha. This is Donald and Tanya.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know.
Because I was trying to click on the caller ahead of you, but because I think Cheryl hung up, you know, it jumped. So I said, that's why I was like, oh, well, okay. You know, so the Lord wanted us to talk to you guys, which we're always excited. I see crowns on your head. Like every
I'm
time.
Going first.
You gonna go
so
first?
Don't even start.
Okay, let me let Terrence go first.
Let me get out the way. Crunk up.
Because I saw the crowns on your head.
Like I said, I'm going first. I gotta go. Cause we were actually just gonna go down the line and just start calling number. Lord said, no, I'll get one more. And I'm like, okay. And boom, there y'all go. But that's how, and then we use the term jump.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the word that stood out in that moment. Some things about the jump off, like in you guys' life, you know, like people going to be preparing to go another with another source or go with somebody else. But then here y'all come. Like y'all name gonna come up, like it's gonna jump to you. It could be even like a situation I see like somewhere like a house, to where somebody with all the qualifications, you know, got the bid and everything in place, and it may seem like it's not yours, but then boom, there you go. You gonna jump in that spot to get it, you know. And so what God is saying was for you in your time.
Mm-hmm.
It's always going to be for you. And so focus on what's for you.
and making sure that what's for you lines up with what God wants for you. And he says tonight that what you have been wanting is the same thing that he wants for you.
Mm-hmm.
10 times more, 100
wow.
times more, because he say he would do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think. So Donna, I don't care how out there you think. I don't care how big you think. You still can't out think God. You know, he's going to bless you beyond measure. Like, we have a measure, you know. Our faith has a measure, but God goes beyond it because he's out of time. You know, he doesn't work in time. He works out of time, but is always on time. You know, anytime, whatever we need from him is always going to be on time.
Mm-hmm.
So, the patience that's needed, the fortitude that's needed, the push that's needed. Focus on what it is that you are to do while you are expecting and waiting on what God has prepared for you for your time that he has set aside specifically for y'all. Other words, it's not a matter of if. Is when. So just be ready. Get in the position of ready. Being in the ready position to receive.
Mm-hmm.
In the ready position to receive and expect it. It's not going to be a shock. It's not a shock when we walk in kingdom mindedness. It's not a shock. He said that we are to run this earth and have dominion over all the beasts of the field, the fish of the sea. This is what he has commanded for us as kingdom citizens to have.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a shock when you get more house for less money. Matter of fact, it's not a shock when you get more house for no money. It's not a shock when you get quality things in your life for nothing, because it's being added. And the Lord it wants me to share this with you all, because was that Sunday night when he broke down the order of the kingdom mandate, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. Look for the addition. Look for the addition in the multiplication on how God is going to increase.
Mm-hmm.
He said he'll provide the increase. He provides the increase. He gives us power to get wealth, but he provides the increase.
Right.
And the power, listen to this. Check this out. He just gave me this. He said the power to get the wealth is the mindset in seeking the kingdom of God first and what is in right standings with him.
Mm-hmm.
That's the power of the wealth. The wealth is in the kingdom. And everything else would be added to you. When something added, you ain't working for it. You ain't sweating for that. Add it. Don't be shocked. Somebody say, hey, here it is. You can have this.
Right.
Don't be shocked. And it be brand new. Don't be shocked. Because we serve an extraordinary God that does extraordinary things in an ordinary world that we live in. So we are here in this world, but we're not of it.
Right.
And so the instructions that we're following are out of this world. So we get extraordinary instructions.
Mm-hmm.
We get that gall that the Lord was talking about with Cheryl. We have that gall. It's not an arrogance. It's the right.
Right.
Yeah. It's a right. Because when you're seeking kingdom, you know how to do things right. You know your rights as a kingdom citizen. When you know your rights, the world cannot come against your rights. Satan is in violation. These world laws are in violation when they don't line up to the mandate of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm seeing with you guys. Expect it. Speak it and expect it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't shake that right now. Speak it and expect it. I already know Tanisha's over here. She's salivating. She's ready to holler in right now. I can see it. She got something to say, man. I don't even want to let it go, but I'm excited because I might run through this wall over here because I sense it so strong. Like, you see, I got bumps. I got chills. Like, I got those chills that I get when it's strictly. Like, man, when is the Lord wants you to get it and understand it? He really wants you to understand kingdom authority.
Mm-hmm.
The authority that you have as a kingdom citizen, as a child of the Most High God, a child of the true and living God.
Yeah.
It's the only God that's living.
Amen.
Oh. Come on. He is the God of the living.
That's right.
And
that's
so
right.
Everybody that we have seen that have left this earth in hopes of seeing, hopes of being with the Father before Christ, and those that have died in Christ right now are still alive. Like Tanisha would say often, they're more alive now than they've ever been.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he's the God of the living. He ain't the God of the dead. We serve a living God with a living word. And man, you guys are finna really experience what it means to like live like kings and queens.
Right.
Like what it really means to live like kings and queens. Like real kings and queens, not like the kings of this world, but man, I can't even like really. I'm getting it for us too, you know. Don't get it twisted.
I'm
receiving that as well, you know, because that's coming
from the Lord. We're sharing it.
Yeah. Anybody else on here can grab that too. But this is Donald in Tanya's word. That's what he really wants y'all to understand, that it's nothing out of reach.
Right.
It's nothing. He's going to do things unorthodox. I'm going to let Tanisha share what the Lord has done for us and how he did it.
Mm-hmm. It's funny that you said that because the Lord told me to share that.
Wow. See? I'm gonna be quiet now.
Yeah, because when you guys started talking, the Lord showed me both of you, and I've never seen both of you, but He showed me both of you, and these crowns were coming down from heaven, and He crowned you. That's why I was like the king and the queen, you know, because I could see that in the spirit. And when we pray, it says, "Let it be done on earth as it is in heaven," and God has crowned you both as a king and a queen, and so. Kings and queens have certain authorities, rights, and things.
Man.
You know, the king and queen show up. Nobody's going to be acting a fool. Nobody's going to withhold things from them. Nobody's going to say, oh, these are the rules. There's special privilege that comes along in the earth with the earthly king and queen. And you have been crowned a spiritual king and queen. And all you got to do is seek God's kingdom. And like Terrence said, you got to speak that. You got to speak that thing and really pray that. Let it be done on earth as it is in heaven. And expect it. Like, really expect it. Like, take your faith to like a whole new level, to where people will say you are totally nuts and say, you right.
Mm-hmm.
You right. I'll be whatever you say I am, but I'm going to do what the Lord told me to do.
I'd be because nuts in the eye of a fool.
It's right. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Let every man be a liar and God's word be true. I don't care what you call me.
Yep.
I'm going to do what the Lord doesn't do. You can't stop what God has for me. I'm not going to let your ridicule,
yes,
your thoughts, what you think, your system,
yes,
I'm not letting that stop me. So if I got to be whatever the world got to label me, I don't care what the world label me, because I don't answer to that, because
mm-hmm,
I know who I am in Christ. I'm a child of the King.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a child of God.
Amen.
So call me what you want, but I'm going to do what I do.
Sure, sure.
And so what happened recently with Terrence, Terrence is part of this program, and this tech program, and it's there was an opportunity for him to work for a highly coveted corporation. It's a global corporation, and so when he started out, we both felt like the Lord was telling both of us separately that Terrence was going to work for this corporation. I felt it in my spirit. Terrence felt it in his spirit. So the time came for them to take some of the students and to select who was going to work for this company, and it's highly coveted. And the position was as well. And Terrence was not selected. So we were like, huh, you know, I know what the Lord said.
Mm-hmm.
And Terrence was like, I know what the Lord said. So we were like, I don't care what they say. You know, we're going to just keep believing.
Mm-hmm.
So then the company calls a meeting with the people who were not selected to say, hey, we want to gather you all up together collectively to say, no, you are not going to this company, period. Basically, so
mm-hmm,
if you have some hope, let's take your hope and throw it in the garbage can, because there's no hope. There's no more room. They already got the slots filled. It's been real. It's been nice. Here's a consolation prize. We wish you well.
Mm-hmm.
And Terrence and I were like, you know what? I know what the Lord said. The Lord said you was going to work for this company. I don't know how. At this point, we're like, you know, I don't know how you're going to do it, Lord. But they said, you know, extra no, you know, no squared, you know,
mm-hmm,
it's not going to happen. And sure enough, we the Lord said, go on a fast.
Right.
So we went on a fast. And was it day two?
Yep.
Day two of the fast, the school calls and asks Terrence, hey, do you wanna go on an interview? And he's like, sure, you know. With who? And it was said company.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, okay, you know. So the date, it was supposed to be for the next day, nobody calls.
Mm-hmm.
So he called back to the school and was like, hey, when you meant tomorrow, you meant like today, tomorrow, or like next Tuesday? Like, and they were like, oh, no, we don't know what happened. So come to find out, somebody forgot to click send on the email. So they're like, we're going to do it Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday comes, Thursday goes. Nobody calls.
Mm-hmm.
So Terrence was like, hey, you know, still nobody. They're like, you know, we're just going to reschedule it for next Monday. So finally, next Monday, somebody calls, and wasn't the guy who called, wasn't even supposed to be the guy that you were supposed to interview with or something like that. He was filling in, something like that. But
he called, and he had his boss.
Okay, yeah, so it was
so
two people.
I interviewed two different interviews in one.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So we ended up interviewing, and then they, of course, love Terrence because everybody does. And he ends up getting in with the company. So not only did he get in with the company, the position that he's in is even higher than the position that he would have been in if he would have got in at the initial, like what we thought he was going to
do.
So far, Terrence has been able to talk to executives, VPs, global people. He's talking to people all around the world with this company, his intern with the company. And they've already basically have told him that they're going to bring them on full time with this company. So that's what we're believing God for. They have like a whole process where you intern and then you do, what is it? Contractual. And then you get on, but he's already being told, you know, one, people who are very high up in the company are already seeking Terrence. They like Terrence. They want his input. It's watching this whole thing unfold and seeing the favor that he has had has been completely unreal, but this is nothing. This is God at work. So what God is telling you tonight, I don't care whoever says. If God says it's for you, it's for you, period. Do not let go. Right. Of what God has told you is going to happen. If God says you're going to get it for free, you're going to get it for free. If God says you're going to get it, period, you're going to get it, period. If God says if this is going to happen, this is going to happen. I don't care who says no.
Right.
I don't care if the president says no. If God says yes, it's a yes. Because it was the high up people at the school. First the school just like, oh, it's a no. Then it was the high up people at the school that had the whole meeting. So they had witnesses that say, hey, y'all, no. And we were not deterred. We were a little confused because I'm like, okay, Lord, I don't know how you're going to do it, but, you know, I trust you. Your ways are not like our ways. Your thoughts are not like our boat. I know what I heard. I know you said yes, and so do it however you see fit, but I'm still going to hold on to this. I don't care what them people are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, the Lord said, go on a fast. And then, bam, it happened. So God wants you to hold on. I don't care how far-fetched it seems or sounds, or if things don't line up in the system, have that faith. Have that faith. God says it's for you. He's crowned you.
Mm-hmm.
What king and queen, the people from the kingdom, the subject, gonna sit there and tell them what they can and can't do? That doesn't happen, period. You are running things. You call the shot. Right. You tell things what is gonna go down.
Mm-hmm.
You speak those things into existence. You pray together, you fast together, you believe together,
mm-hmm.
and you tell it, you tell the situation what Daddy God said. Like, look, I don't care what my credit score is, I don't care what my finances looking like, I don't care what my qualifications are, I don't care who don't like me, I don't care who next in line.
Right.
This is what God has said, and this is what's going to happen. So situation, I'm going to need you to line up. Let it be done on earth as it is in heaven. God has already spoken. It's already true. So you are not telling the truth. You're the lie. So I'm going to need you to line up to what God has said about the situation and be true.
Right.
And watch the truth manifest. God is taking you to new levels, because it's going to start with things that are small, and it's going to get bigger. God's going to have you guys believing for whole nations. God's going to have you believing for whole, like, things that are like seem completely far-fetched. God is going to put you before great, great men.
Right.
Gonna put you, your gift is gonna make room for you.
Yes.
And put you before great men, which might sound crazy now, but in 2 months, 3 months, 8 months, a year, next year, whatever, it won't seem crazy, because if he does it in steps, he's not gonna just tell you today, go to the, you know, king of this country. First he's gonna have you start with something small where you can believe, and they're telling you no, 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 no. And you're like, yes, 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 and then it happens. So then when he has you believing for something bigger, and you're like, you can't come to this country, all this stuff is going on. You're like, God told me to come here on March 3rd, so that's what I'm going to do. And they're going to say no, and you're going to keep believing. And the next thing you know, they're going to say, oh, this opened up, and then now we got to open it for you to go. God is building you up. He's building you up so that your belief will just be totally nuts to the world, where you have that crazy faith to believe for whatever God tells you, whatever God is having you to believe, you're going to have your faith built up where you can believe it, where nothing's going to deter you. Like, you're going to be unshakable, unmovable. Where you're like, man, God told me to believe for this. That's okay. Where you don't even question it, because sometimes God will have you believe for something, and in our human mind, we start to like line things up with what we know in the natural. God said, I'm going to get a house. Let me check my credit score. Let me make sure I get enough money in the bank. Let me make sure that we can check with a lender. Let me And God's like, I didn't even tell you to do all that. I just said, I'm going to give you a house. You know? Nobody told you to do all that.
Mm-hmm.
So God's going to get you out of that, where you're not lining up what God tells you to whatever the worldly system is, where you're like, I don't care what the worldly system talking about. If God says it's going to happen, he's going to direct my steps. Mm-hmm. He want me to clean up my credit, you're going to tell me to clean up my credit. If you want me to do this, I'm not going to allow the worldly system to puppet and make moves, tell me what moves to make.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to believe God and trust that he's going to order my steps to whatever is necessary, whatever I got to do in the natural to make that happen. Because sometimes there is things that we need to do in the natural to make it happen. Sometimes it's just supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I told the story on the show a long time ago about, I remember one time I was brand new in my faith, and I was watching a story on one of the Christian networks about this couple, and God had told them he was going to give them a house, and they were broke and they had no money for no house, but God told them he was going to give them a house, that they was going to get a house. So they started looking at homes in their price range,
right? Because that's what people tend to do. We say, oh, let me go online and do simulations and see based on my income what I can afford. That's natural human nature.
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking at homes, and then there was this one home they saw was available, and God said, go look at that home. And they couldn't afford the home. So they didn't want to look at it. And God's like, go look at the home. And they're like, man, we're going to look at this home. We can't afford it. We might fall in love with the home. Then we're going to be all depressed and all. And God said, just go look at it. So they did. They went and looked at the home. The homeowner was there. It was an older lady. And she told them of the history of the home and all this kind of stuff. She was, you know, didn't have any kids and all this kind of stuff. I think she was widowed or something. And they absolutely loved the home. And they told her at the end, you know, we don't want to waste your time, but God told us to come to the house. So we know that you're trying to sell and we're really not trying to waste your time, but we had to be obedient. But it's a lovely home, but truth be told, we really can't afford the home. And she wished them well. And months later, I think she had got their information and all that kind of stuff. And months later, they were contacted. The woman had passed, and she had willed them the home. Because come to find out, the woman, she didn't have any kids. Again, her husband was deceased. And she had been praying to God because she was sick to say, who do you want me to give this home to? I don't have any family. I don't have anybody to give this home. And God said, I'm going to send who I want you to give the home to. And so when the couple had told them that God had told them to come, you know, like, hey, we're not trying to waste time, but God told us to come look at this house. And man, we just absolutely love it, but we ain't trying to waste time. She knew it was them. That's why she got their information. And that's how they ended up getting the home. This is the God that we serve. He could do whatever you want. He didn't have to follow traditional means. He could have somebody walk up to you on the street and say, hey, here's this brand new Mercedes. It's yours. It's paid for. Let me sign off the pink slip to you because God told me to give you this car. Or somebody could say, hey, God told me to give you this money. I'm just depositing. What's your bank account number? God told me to deposit this money, and I got to be obedient. There are obedient people out there. There are others like us. When God tells us to move, we just move. And God's going to link you up with people like that. But God doesn't want you. He wants you to take the limits off. Don't line it up to the world system. Line it up to his exceedingly abundant system where he can do what he wants to do. Kingdom, right? Be kingdom-minded. Because in these days, in these end times, we got to do everything according to the king. Everything they do is God, period. We're not doing it for anybody else but God. We're not doing it for people. We're not doing it for our spouse, for our kids. We're doing it for God. We're doing what God tells us to do, and we are following and applying kingdom principles. We're going to give if we want. We're not going to hoard things and try to see what. No, we're going to give to get. We're going to seek the kingdom of God first so the things are added to us, not trying to figure out, oh, what's the best bargain so I can get this thing. No, I'm going to seek God's kingdom, and all that other stuff's going to come.
Well,
God is he's retraining. He's training us and really renewing our minds as a body of Christ to do it the kingdom way, because the world system is going to crumble. We're going to watch the world system crumble right before our eyes. And we are being prepared right now as a body of Christ how to get out of that system so that we're not relying on the world system. We're going to have our own financial system. We're going to have our own system to be able to barter and get food and all that kind of stuff. We're not going to need them. We're going to be God is preparing us now. We're coming out of that. We're coming out of Egypt and into the promised land. We don't have to do what the Pharaoh tells us to do so we can eat and have a warm bed to sleep in. That we're coming out of that. Even the world system, it's a slavish, it's a slave. We're a slave to the system. We got to do what they tell us to do. We got to tap dance and pat our hand three times, turn around and give them some of a pint of our blood. We got to do all these things to get stuff from them. And God is saying, you're not slaves anymore. You're coming out of that. You don't belong to Pharaoh anymore. You belong to me. So just like when the children of Israel, when they left and came out of Egypt, the Egyptians gave them stuff. They didn't go out broke. They didn't go out with what they came on, the clothes on their back. They came out with jewels and gold and all sort of stuff. God is going to do that for you. He's going to give you. He's going to give. Just focus on God. Don't let the enemy try to sit there and tear you down. Don't let the enemy sit there and try to tell you who you are. He can't tell you that. He didn't make you. Let God tell you who you are. Let God tell you the path that he has for you. Let God tell you what he has for you. And just believe it. That's it. That's all you got to do. Believe it. That's all God is asking you to do, is to just trust him totally. Lord, we thank you for Donald and Tanya, Father God, the king and the queen, Lord. Thank you that they are coming into who they are, who you created them to be, Lord. Strengthen them, Father God. Strengthen their faith. Help them to be bold and give them that crazy faith to believe the impossible, to believe for things that are completely out of their reach, that they cannot do with their own power and might, to where you will get all the glory, honor, and praise, because only you'll be able to do it. Give them favor, Father God, with people. Mm-hmm. Favor with you and favor with people.
where people will identify who they are in the spirit without knowing who they are in the natural, where they just want to give unto them, sow into them, won't even know why. But they'll be able to tap in and say, this is something royal or something regal. I don't know what it is. Something about you. I just want to, here, take it. You just give it to you. Sow into you.
Yeah.
And give them the humility to accept it. It's not cherry. It's good ground, that they're good ground. Let people sow into them. Help them to see it. To allow people, that allowing people to sow into them is blessing the person more than whatever the person is sowing into them, because the person going to get it back 10, 20, 100 fold. Change their mindset so that they will accept things from people and accept when people are sowing into them. That they won't say, oh, no, I want to be all my, oh, no, I don't want that because I don't want to accept that from you. And when they do that, it's blocking the other person's blessing. So help them to be able to receive from people, because people identify that they are good ground to sow in, and the person is going to be blessed more than what they gave them. And just bless them in all, every area. I just see them growing in wisdom, tremendous wisdom. I see you both growing in tremendous wisdom, where it's going to really, like, people are going to be, like, confused as to how you know things. Like, how do you know that? Like, just genuinely confused, where you're just going to call things out, just, or just even say things all subtly, and they're going to, like, what? How did you know that? Mm-hmm. Like, I see you operating in, excuse me, like in a Solomon-type wisdom, where God's going to let you know what to do to be able to bring truth out. Just like when the lady stole the other lady baby, and they went to Solomon, and Solomon, like, tell you what, let me go and slice this baby in half. And the one lady, like, yeah, let's do that. And the other one, like, you know what, she can have it. He had the wisdom to know what to do to bring forth the truth. And I see God using you to, both of you, in that area where your wisdom is going to be so strong, where you're going to be able to know what to do, say, to bring out the truth. Where people are going to be completely confused, like, how did you even know to do that? How did you know to say that? So I see that you guys really operating in wisdom. And Lord, let that all be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, that was a lot.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Well, this is confirmation on top of confirmation from both of you guys, and it's just everything. I mean, even the word about the crown, it actually lined up with I think the last time we spoke to LaShawn, and she was saying it just like that.
Yeah.
She said, "I see the crown, like it's coming down."
Wow.
And then you saying the same thing. And then, and I even told LaShawn this last time too, because when Terrence was saying, you know, seek ye first the kingdom of God, I said that's my favorite. That's my verse right there that I keep,
right.
And it always gets me back in check. You know, when I start, you know. When I start like trying to do things on my own and think a certain way, and man, how am I gonna do this? How am I gonna? And that's the verse that just calms me down when I'm like, you know what? Let me seek ye first the kingdom of God, and you know whatever I'm worrying about, like he'll handle that. Yeah. And and I mean, that's what it is. I guess the place where I'm at right now is just like, put it like this, just like these words, these beautiful words that, like, you know, God just spoke to you guys. I mean, God done spoke a lot of big things in our lives, like a lot of different things, and there's different things that we want to achieve and different places that we want to go. And sometimes it's like, man, you know what God spoke.
Mm-hmm.
You know it. You know what God told you. And but let's say, like, the times that's been passing, and then plus where you at and the things that God said, you like, now it's not like you doubt it, but you at the point where you're like, man, but I'm trying to see like how God can do this, like
right.
Like
right.
How he's gonna because it's like my life don't look like that, like what God is saying. And so it's like you just at the point like, man, it's like you scratching your head and be like, man, God, I got to see this. I got to see how you going to do it. But that's what it is, man. It's like the king and queen thing, man. If you guys know us, like, that's what it is. Like, with us, we named our our first son. Like his middle name is King. Like, you know, for that's just how we see it. Like since I started walking with God, like, you know, when I really, you know, really took it up to another level and started walking with God, it just, like, I took that verse, that seek ye first the kingdom of God, I took that because one day I was watching, like, TBN, and then they had, like, a segment where people were talking about, you know, a special verse that they like, or one verse that stuck out to them. And I was just like, man, I was fairly sort of new with the, you know, just taking God to another level. And I'm like, man, I don't really have a verse. And just that was the verse that stuck out and spoke for me where I like, yeah, that's it right there. Because, you know, I tend to worry about different things. And that was the verse that just spoke to me that said, hey, all you got to do is just seek the kingdom of God and everything that you worried about, God going to handle it. So that's, and I just took that and I just took that kingdom mindset, you know, everywhere. Like every time I'm talking to Tanya, I got plans like in my head about like, yo, this is the ministry, this is the day, but trust me, it got King in it and everything like that. So when you guys are saying this, I'm just like, man, that's crazy, man. That's because it's just so on point, and it's just a reconfirmation that, you know, it's just like you're saying and Terrence was saying earlier, just like, you know, keep repeating it. Just keep repeating it. You know, that, you know, this is going to happen. Like, this is going to happen. Like, keep repeating, like, you know, the words that you hear and be expected. Mm-hmm. Have an expectant heart. And that's what I guess I've been fighting with lately. Cause I've just been like, nah, I've just been fighting with the words that God's been giving me against the circumstances and against, you know, everything else that's around us. So I've just been fighting. And I said, well, I've just been repeating the words, whatever God has told me, my experiences with God, and I just keep pondering and meditating on it. And I use that to fight against, like, the different things that's coming up against me. And and it's like you putting a stamp on it. It's like, man, you got to, you know, keep that heart, keep it, you know, keep, have an expectancy of the things that God has told you. And it's just a boost, and you know, just like a confirmation, man. Because it's like the words are the same. It's just God just say it different. Like, and especially when we talk to you guys, it's like you guys may tweak it up a little bit. You know, God might give it a different way. But at the end of the day, it's like all he's building upon, like what he said before. Yeah. It's like he's building upon it, but it's like he's just continuing the conversation. It's like he said this, and all right, and then now I was like, he's just continuing it. All right, oh yeah, yeah. Let me add this to it and this, and then. But it's all coming. It's like a puzzle, and you like, man, yeah. It's like he's speaking, and you just like, yes, God, yes, yes. Like you just nodding your head, and you just like, yes, because it's hitting your spirit, and you agreeing. Your spirit is agreeing with the word, because it's a spirit-filled word that's being given. Mm-hmm. And it's like our spirit is like connecting with it, and it's agreeing with it. And it's like, yeah, this is it. And that's just a reconfirmation and just a reminder to keep our mind, like no matter what. And, you know, and that's why this ministry is so great and so, you know, powerful, that we can always tap in, we can always call, you know, and just get on the line with anybody that's on here and just, you know, just talk, and God uses everyone to just reconfirm and, you know, just to uplift, you know, you know, his people, and just to keep us, you know, keep that engine going, keep us going, and, you know, keeping it right, because, you know, every day we just dealing with regular life situations. We go into work, we're dealing with the world. So it's always beautiful to, like, all right, let me call in the PGN and let me tap into God's line and let me see what's going on.
Right.
And God just settles everything down and like, hey, it's still the same thing I told you. It's still like, hey,
right.
I know the world's going crazy, but hey, I didn't change. It's still the same thing.
Amen.
Just keep going.
Yeah.
Wow. That's good stuff, because it's definitely needed for this time. It's like for the Lord to keep repeating it and like you said, continuing that conversation, y'all. It's like this is like something serious that like he really wants you to walk in that, like he wants you to know that, get intimate with that, like make that be who you are when you begin mm-hmm. you identify with that. Like, that's real. It's not just an idea anymore. It's not just a thought or something that you are pursuing. That's who you are.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and this is how you guys roll. And make no excuses for it.
Exactly. And I think God, like, as you speaking, and I just think God just is like, he wants to fight violently for it, like to mm-hmm. for the word, like for the belief.
Woo!
To fight violently for that belief, because it's like the world and the devil and everything else is fighting violently to take the word and take our belief and take the faith. It's like he wants us to fight for it, like, you know, be as just as violent or even more than whatever mm-hmm. circumstances around it. And just, you know, same thing you guys are saying, just I don't care what's going on, just keep repeating it, keep saying it, and just like even Tanisha was saying, just like, hey, whatever's going on, say, I don't care what you say, I don't care what mm-hmm. this says, like, hey, God said it, then hey, we got, this is what it is, and boom. And right. that's how we gotta walk. Yeah.
it is what it is. I mean, like, cause how
it
he
is what
the
it
situation
is.
With that opportunity that he provided with me. It was like, so this is how he came to me with it. He said, so do you trust me now?
Wow.
Good. That's yep, you're right. Hey, you said a key thing right there. You said a key thing right there, because even as we're in our Christian walk, and I don't care how long we've been in this, there's still, and I had wrote something the other day, is like a little poem I had wrote, and I said, it's a shame because I talk to you every day. I said, but part of me still don't trust you. Like, you know, I was saying something like that. Mm-hmm. I said, there's a part of me that still don't trust. I said, it's a shame because I know you. Mm-hmm. But it's like, and no matter how we want to twist it, we could be nice about it and be like, no, I trust God. And why are you not acting like this? Why are you not like, why in your quiet time, your mind is going this way and that way? Mm-hmm. It's like, when you really think about it, it's like, there's a part of you that you don't really trust what he told you. You don't really trust
right.
him. And just like how you just said it, like he did that for you, and you heard God say, well, do you trust me now?
Right. Do you trust me now? Because where we're headed in these last days here, we have to trust the voice of the Lord. We have to trust what God says. Because it's going to be so imperative that we follow his instructions
mm-hmm.
and his directions. Because a lot of people that are proclaiming the name of Christ are going to hit the crossroad of between their, do they really believe in him or not.
Right.
You know, it's all good when things are convenient. But when you hit that inconvenience that the world provides you with, will you trust God?
Mm.
Will you trust him? And that's what people are going to have to see. People are going to have to see people like Donald and Tanya sold out for the Lord. Not bowing down to the idols.
Mm. Mm.
But going to continue to serve the Lord, rain, sleet, or snow. It doesn't matter. You know, in this house, we going to serve the Lord. You know, mm-hmm. and I'm going to stand on whatever God tells me. And we're going to be like trees planted by the rivers of flowing water. I don't care how hard the water's flowing. We ain't going to be moved. We're going to stand to our ground. We got to be willing to die for this.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta be willing. We gotta be willing to die for this. All or nothing. All or nothing.
Amen.
Just like he gave his life for us, are we willing to give it for him?
Mm.
And that's the days, and the days that we are entering. We're entering that time. Yes, we are entering that time. And so God is really building us up. That's why he's speaking kingdom. He's speaking kingdom. The Lord had me studying kingdom a while back, and I see why. Teaching me that then. And it was for this time now.
Yeah. It was for I think you guys, I think either Tanisha or you, or both of you guys, I think you guys had spoke about that, about Miles Monroe, because I'm not sure, but
yeah.
I think you guys mentioned his name before, but I used to watch him too, because he used to preach on kingdom principles, and he write books on kingdom principles and stuff like that. So that's I learned a few things from him and how he used to preach and how he used to break it down so well and make me understand kingdom principles. And, you know, I don't know. I just remember, while you're talking, I just remember Miles Monroe.
Yeah.
And I think, I just said, I think Tanisha or Terrence said something about him before.
That's the mentor that God assigned to me.
Mm. There you go. There you go.
He ain't even here anymore. But
yep.
The word, this is why we serve a living God. His word ain't dead.
Yeah. Amen. You're right.
This man still blessing people from the grave.
You're right.
His body's in the grave, but he's still blessing just because he was obedient in the earth. And he established God's kingdom here.
Right. It's what you do for Christ last. It doesn't die with you. You know?
Yeah.
So yeah, amazing teacher. We love Miles Monroe and his teachings. I mean, it's
it's
amazing.
It's good stuff. Good stuff. An amazing teacher.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you guys another thing, because I know I want you guys to, I guess, get a couple of other. I know you guys running out of time, but even when we got on the phone, because you know sometimes we call on Wednesdays and, but you know sometimes be short. So if we do, you probably like get us with the number, and I was like, we haven't talked to Tanisha and Terrence in a while, man. I said, I know we called, and you know we get the. I said, man, I want to talk to them. And then God finally, you know, he finally opened up the door, like, you know, to allow us to talk. So I know that was God, man. I know that was God.
Yeah.
I didn't just want the word. I wanted both. I wanted it all. I wanted to talk. I wanted the word. Everything.
and your request was granted.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Tanisha was getting ready to press a whole nother number. And when she was getting
and
ready
I know you guys
press.
Was ready. You guys already was ready to go to, because I heard you guys say that, oh, okay, let's go down another.
Mm-hmm.
So I was shocked.
I mean, he would just come in and say, we can have an agenda. But we still flow with how God wants us to do it. Because, like, we had plans of praying for, you know, going down the line and calling out numbers. But the Lord said that what we have shared tonight was for everybody on this call. It's definitely for everybody on this call.
Amen.
And everybody got what they needed. Everybody got what they needed. Because if we ain't pulling in the spirit for what God wants us to have versus what we want to get from God, you know, we're going to miss it a lot of times. We're going to miss it. I just want what God wants for me.
Right.
I don't know enough to know what I want.
I'm with you.
I just be like, well, Lord, what is it you want me to have? And let me line up to this.
I done got to the point where I done messed up so much where I just gave up. I just said, God, you just do it. You just do it.
Right.
Tell me what you're supposed to do.
Like, I'm tired of getting in the way.
Yeah.
Well, yes, sir. Man, this has really been awesome. This has been awesome, man. We love y'all, and we already know that y'all gonna do amazing things for the kingdom. I mean, and we know that everybody that's connected to PGN is gonna do amazing things for the kingdom. And we trust it. We trust that. We believe that. We know that because that's what God has said. And we just trust what He has said. And do everybody gonna get to that moment where the Lord gonna be like, "Do you trust me now? You trust me now? You really believe this?" And that's the point we all need to get to. But thank y'all, man, for calling and being a blessing to this network and to the body of Christ. And everybody that's on the line tonight, we just thank you for being a part of PGN. Thank you for connecting and plugging up. And we just pray that God continues to guide you and shower you with wisdom to know how to move in these times. Know how to move in these times and fill you with the boldness.
Mm-hmm.
Fill you with the boldness. Go out and do whatever He wants you to do. And never lack a day in your life. Never lack. From this point on, no more lack. There's no more lack. There's more than enough. More than enough. We're going to live and give out the overflow. We're going to live and give out the overflow to establish the kingdom of God here on this earth. We love y'all. We're going to go on and clear it up so Randy can get on. And so y'all can hang up and call right back in because 8:45, we're going to clear it out so he can get on. Thank y'all. We love y'all again.
Love,
man. We love y'all, Donna, Tony, and everybody.
All right,
everybody.
God, I love you guys.
All right. God bless y'all.
Yes.